Okay, I'm going to hand you over now to interviews Flavia Goretta, interviews from the housing protest that was held in Dublin last week. Flavia goes in lots of these and covers them just to get the view of the people actually on the ground. So I'll hand you over to Flavia now.
I live in emergency accommodation for the last 5 months with my 3 children and my partner, so and I can do to support the cause, I will.
And why are you in this situation?
My landlord sold the house and we couldn't afford the rent that other landlords were asking, so we were left with no alternative to go homeless. So that's right.
And now you're living in a kind of temporary accommodation,
yeah.
And do you know for how long time you will have that?
No, nobody told us that, and he just told us where to go, and that was it.
And how is it like living in a temporary accommodation with many kids?
It's not easy. It's on a day-to-day basis. Very hard at times as well, because the children had to, they've no friends because they're away from their community, so they've no friends and they can't play out with you. So their childhood is kind of on hold at the moment.
And what will you do if this situation doesn't change?
At the moment I don't know what to do. We just kind of live life on a day-to-day basis, so we just, it's one day at a time.
Even invited most of the ministers from the government to come out onto the street to help us help the homeless, and not one of them has responded to us.
No.
None of them know what it's like to live on the breadline, literally. They don't have a clue how to live as a working class poor person even. They don't care how we live or what way we live. If any of their family members were living in a hotel, a B&B or on the street, these kids here today are all living in hotel rooms, B&Bs, and they are about to be made homeless. How the hell do you sleep at night knowing there's people on the street and people in hotel rooms when you're asked time and time again to come out and help us help these people? Our government have shown time and time again they do not care.
My name is Robert Buckley, and before I start, I'd like if to give the round of applause to all the organisations that's been helping the homeless place. One especially is Cordis. If it wasn't for Cordis, I wouldn't be dressed today. I came into this town 7 years ago, and I've been on the streets. I slept outside every corporation building you could think of. I slept there on the concrete. Now I have a house today. And I still made it my mission to come out and help you people that deserve homes. Children are here. The children that size walking behind me, and it is an outrage that the people over in that building over there have pockets full of money, while the people here are struggling. So I'd like to say, for every homeless person on their behalf, take your finger out and start helping the homeless people. People that are on the streets, people that are losing their homes, people that have gotten this far, come outside this building to tell you, see their faces, that we need help.
Desi LSTD, I represent Dublin Northwest.
What are the steps you're going to take and your party is going to take to tackle the homelessness crisis and the housing crisis here, and especially in Dublin?
Well, now that, as everyone knows now, the housing crisis has literally reached a crisis point, and we are now seeing more homeless people now coming on, you know, on a daily basis. In the last month alone, 80 new families came into homelessness, and that's just in 1 month alone, there was 80 new families. So we now have almost 5,000 people in the homeless situation. We've 1,250 children on a nightly basis in hotels and B&Bs. Now, if that's not a crisis, and then this government is sleepwalking, and they have been sleepwalking for since I got this job as housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin. I've been raising it daily in the Dáil. Any time I'm there, I've been raising it, and they have turned a deaf ear to this. But this is a rich country, be under no illusions. This country has plenty of wealth, but what we have in this government is those who pander to the rich and in fact protect the rich and hit those the least well off in society. So there is plenty of scope in this government and in this country to go and get the money necessary to tackle the homeless crisis and the housing crisis. And we have NAMA properties, we have properties all over the state that the government can get their hands on, and we have empty shops the length and breadth of the country in towns and otherwise that can be converted into houses, and there's a massive amount of them.
And it has been claimed that there are more empty houses than people on a waiting list.
Well, there is a huge amount of houses and they're not being utilised, particularly under NAMA. And what's also happening with NAMA is they are selling off the portfolios to vulture capitalist groups. And what's happening is the people that are in these, some of them have been leased off NAMA or been renting off NAMA, and now the landlords that are taking up these vulture funds, the people that have taken up these vulture funds, are trying to raise the rent. So we're adding to the homeless crisis, and we have 38,000 mortgages in very severe distress. So we are going to have more people who are losing their homes coming into the homeless. Now we need action immediately. We need a huge investment in housing. We need to accommodate any vacant places. And I said this, and I repeat this again, nobody is talking about the shops that have been left vacant across the length and breadth of this country. They'll never be utilised, the shops. We must address and take those and rezone them if necessary and get them up and running for families.
My name is Breed Smith. I'm a councillor for Dublin City for the Ballyfermot area, and I'm with an organisation called People Before Profit. First of all, I don't think that the government are taking it seriously, and the solution would start with them declaring this as a national emergency. And this call is not just coming from us in this campaign, but from very prominent figures like Father Peter McVerry, Sister Stanislaus Kennedy. These are national figures, and if the government were to declare a national emergency, it would do a number of things. First of all, it would give recognition to the fact that there is a huge problem with housing and homelessness in the country. Thousands of families are joining the homeless list every day. Hundreds of young children, if not 1,000 young children in this city, I think it's probably up to 1,000, are having to bus from hotel rooms to schools maybe 12, 14, 15 miles away. They're displaced from their communities. They're having a traumatic time dealing with this. And then you've got over 130,000 families on the waiting list nationally. So if the government were to recognise this as an emergency, they could override all the fiscal constraints that the European Union and the ECB put on them in terms of having to build houses off the balance sheet and all this nonsense. So they could just put the money into a public house building programme. There are empty houses in every estate in Dublin and beyond, in Cork and Limerick and Galway, empty boarded up houses that need to be repaired. The money should be released immediately and the contractors engaged immediately to go in and paint and fix and plumb and electrify those houses so that families can move into them immediately. There's also thousands and thousands of empty properties that have been what we call NAMA'd. NAMA is an operation that was brought into this country to help bail out the developers and to get us out of the financial crisis. So technically those properties belong to the people because the people own NAMA technically. So the government need to say to NAMA, hand over any empty properties that are suitable for homes, for housing. I would even argue big industrial properties that could be converted immediately to house families in a communal way should be taken over and used, and none of this is being done. And that's our demand: immediate dealing with the homeless crisis and a long-term plan to build housing in this state. We will need at least 10 to 12,000 houses built per year for the next 10 years to deal with the demand that exists.
where is it going to be possible to find the money for these projects, for these houses?
Well, the money is there. First of all, to say that the main reason the government are not putting, they tell us the main reason they're not building public housing is because they're not allowed to do it on balance sheet. The European fiscal rules don't allow it, which is why I argue, and Peter McFerry and all argue, declare an emergency and you're outside the fiscal rules. Secondly, we pay back 8 billion a year in interest to the ECB and the IMF. 8 billion a year. If we even said to them, we're only giving you back half this year, we could do a lot. But really what I'd like to see is we're giving you back no interest this year, or maybe even next year or the year after, because we have an emergency with a basic human right in our country and it's called housing. We need housing. So sorry, folks in the ECB and the IMF, you're going to have to wait. We're building homes. That's one simple measure they could take.
The next housing protest on the 1st of December, on the anniversary of Gerard Connery's death, will take place here at 5, between 5 and 7. And we want to see loads more people out, loads more groups coming on board. Nobody owns this issue. It belongs to everybody. Everybody's affected by it. If not now, they will be affected in the future, or somebody in their family or their extended family is affected by it. So in solidarity, we need to stick together and fight the government really, really hard on this one. The money is there, the land is there, the resources are there. All they're doing is buttering up and creaming the pockets of the developers and the bankers, the same shysters that put us in this position in the first place. So we want to reverse that and get the priorities for people and not for the profit of the individuals concerned.
This is 90.3 Near FM.